The king who drowned his dreams in concrete, a tale of letting go. Have you ever poured your heart, time, and money into something only to realize it was all built on sand? Here's the story of a king who did just that and lost everything in the process. Once upon a time, there was a king, not just any king, but one with a vision. His dream was to build a bridge, no ordinary bridge, but a grand, magnificent structure that would connect his kingdom to a neighboring land, opening trade routes, uniting his people, and etching his name into the pages of history. He gathered his advisors and told them of his plan. "We shall build the bridge of all bridges," he proclaimed, his eyes sparkling with ambition. The advisors nodded, their faces a mixture of awe and disbelief, but they said nothing. The king was determined, and no one dared question him. Construction began. Workers labored day and night, hauling stones, laying foundations, and lifting heavy beams into place. But as the bridge started to take shape, something went wrong. The foundation, the very core of the structure, was unstable. The ground beneath was soft, too soft to support the weight of such an ambitious project. One of the engineers, a wise old man with a gentle voice, approached the king. "Your Majesty," he said, "this foundation will not hold. We must stop the work and relocate the bridge. The ground here is not fit to carry such a heavy burden." The king's face darkened. "No," he snapped. "I've already invested too much. My people are depending on this bridge. We cannot turn back now. Find a way to make it work." And so they tried. They poured more concrete, added more reinforcements, and worked long into the nights, hoping that the bridge would stand firm, but each day it became more clear. The bridge was unstable. Yet the king refused to acknowledge the inevitable. He poured more and more of his kingdom's resources into the project, believing that with just a little more effort it would work. Years passed. The bridge, once filled with promise, became a symbol of stubbornness. The king was trapped in his own vision, unwilling to let go of what he had started. His advisors whispered behind his back, his people grew restless, and the kingdom's coffers began to dwindle. The king, however, was resolute. And then one fateful night, the bridge collapsed. It wasn't with a grand crash or an explosion of noise. It was a slow, quiet fall. The kind that happens when something built on shaky ground gives way, bit by bit, until there's nothing left. The king watched in silence as the last stone crumbled, his dreams falling into the depths below. The collapse didn't just destroy the bridge. It destroyed his people's faith, their resources, and his own soul. The moral of this story is simple yet profound. If something is built on a weak foundation, no amount of force or stubbornness will make it last. Sometimes you need to stop pouring your resources into something that isn't working. Cut your losses. Let go and rebuild somewhere solid. Just chuck it.